Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Hey, Ousters, it is time for that book review, and it's time to do a follow-up on the Jada episode. So here we go. Hey, T.
Yeah, we promised we were going to do it, and here you go. And I am kind of excited to actually, one, the fact that we finished it, we saw it through, we finished the book. And of course, we have some thoughts, but we wanted to stick to what we promised, and here it is. We're here for it.
Yes, we are definitely here for it. So, T. What were you surprised about when it came to the book? Because I was definitely surprised with a few things. I just want to see, were we surprised about some of the same things? Because I was surprised. Before we go into what we thought in our ideas or takeaways, we would like to discuss some of these reviews. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the reviews.
These are funny. I hope you guys are ready to laugh. Because now, before we start going into some of these, okay, so on goodreads.com, so Goodreads, you know, I'm an avid reader, so I'm like, well, what's everyone else saying, right? And on Goodreads, I believe, let me see, so Goodreads, shit, hang on. Okay, so for Goodreads, this book, and again, gentle reminder, it's Worthy by Jada Pinkett Smith. On Goodreads, it's a 3.65, so about 3.5 stars out of 5. And on Amazon, it's about the same. It's about 3.7, I think it was. No, 3.9 out of 5 stars. So, I mean, that's kind of cool when it comes to a book. If it's a it's a memoir about a famous person. You know what I mean? So I thought that was kind of neat. And then, of course, we needed to dive into what people were actually saying, because the odd thing is, or not the odd thing, interestingly enough, right? The book was on the New York Times bestseller. It was number 3 in October, which kind of surprised me.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I don't know. It was just surprising to me. Were you surprised by that?
I definitely was surprised. You know what? I was going to say that's a little surprising, but then when I think about all of the stuff that has taken place, maybe not, because people are probably really was expecting, I mean, we can't really get into debt right now because we're not covering that part yet. We're going to get into it a little later on when we start talking about it, but I'm pretty sure people was expecting some topics to be really talked about. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm pretty sure they was expecting some stuff. And so I maybe people really did, you know, to listen to it or purchase it or read it or whatever, because they're like, well, let's see. Do you know what I mean? Almost kind of how, almost honestly, kind of like us, right? Because initially we was like, what? Really? Right? Right. Okay, so we were definitely like, oh, God dang.
Yeah, I think that was part of it, because it's like, have we not heard enough about this? Right. And apparently we haven't, because right. New York Times is best-selling list number 3.
Maybe it's kind of like that. Maybe it was a thing like that. Like, well, all right, well, let's see. God dang it, let's just see.
Right. Right. But like some of these reviews, like, ooh, let's get ouch.
Let's go for it. All right.
So we have a few that was kind of like, sorry, I know you probably heard that. That literally was like, ooh, ouch. And then some that were like, okay, this is pretty good, like an honest review. And then of course some 5-star reviews. Okay, why don't you do the very first bad review or 1-star review that you want to? What was your favorite 1-star review?
Okay, hold on. So are we on the Goodreads? Is that where we're at? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So this one right here, I felt like it sound almost bitter. Like, yo, did she not pay you some attention? Like, what the hell? Because it was like so kind of, wow. Like, that hurt me, and I didn't even, you know, like, dang, I didn't, you know. So I would like to say the meanest one, right? Would you classify this as the meanest one? No, not really the meanest one. How would you classify it?
Ouch.
So, damn, that hurt. Okay, let's do it. All right, so yeah. The first damn that hurt review would be the 1-star that said, this is one of the most vapid, narcissistic pieces of trash I've ever had the misfortune of reading. Spare yourself. I don't get that. But, I mean, it's all...
Maybe Jada didn't answer Brett's pen pal letter.
I don't know. It's very angry. You're angry. You're big mad. I don't know why you're so big mad, but yeah. But anyway, you want to do the honors of which one?
Okay.
Go ahead. Dive into it. Go for it.
I don't know. But there were so many. Oh, someone else using the word vapid. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Here she go. Maureen Corbett Gentle. She says, this is a vapid waste of time. I think we should look up what the word vapid means.
I was like, am I saying this right? Because I know I had some college, but I'm unfamiliar with this. So what is it? Okay, but go ahead.
Let me see. What the hell does it mean? Okay, what does vapid mean, y'all? What does vapid mean?
So maybe we should. Maybe we have.
Okay, here you go.
Girl, get to it. Tell me. What does it mean?
Offering nothing that is stimulating or challenging. Ouch. Two times. Okay. So, Ms. Maureen Corbett, Gentile, this is a vapid waste of time. This psychobabble self-help journal promotes between each chapter is so cringeworthy.
Ouch.
Oh, my. Girl, ouch. Ooh. Miss Megan, she says, she also, I won't go into hers because hers is kind of lengthy, but she's like, this is a ramblings of a narcissist. Ooh,
cringeworthy.
Yeah, that's cringe. Ooh, girl. Did you see Lamont BK's 1-star review?
Oh, let me get down here and see. No, let me see. Oh, but we learned a new word here today. We've learned
vapid.
But how you say it? Vapid?
Probably saying it wrong. Vapid?
I've had some relationships that was quite rapid. Absolutely. Yeah. No, not rapid. Rape it.
Girl, vapid, not rapid. Not rapid. No.
No. Wrong word. The art of using the right word. Okay, but
Lamont BK.
To go down to
the one. Sorted by 1-star.
Let's see. How far down is he?
It's probably towards the end. It's after.
I see him. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's such a shade thrower. Did you see that? Does that say worthy list? Oh, my. Well, at least he didn't use that one word that we had to go Google and figure out.
Vapid.
Thank you for making it vapid. Thank you for just saying worthy less. And then now we don't have to go Google anything.
Worthless. Oh. He's like worthless.
Thank you for saying worthless. So now we don't have to go Google. So the woman is a skilled manipulator and teaches her children to be, psychologically abusive as well. She is a selfish person, always needing to get her way. Don't believe a thing you read. It's her being manipulative because of all the bad press she has had after visually scolding her husband for not doing anything after Rock's comment. She has a trashy, druggy background and will always be ghetto. Yo, like, did she not go out with you, bruh? Like,
doesn't it seem like the men's reviews are really like scathing?
Yeah, they seem real hard.
And the women who don't like it, they're not as, like, they just, okay, they're like, okay, I don't really like it, blah, 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 blah. That's for the women. Right. But the men are like.
They're going in, right?
They're going in, yep.
You think it has to do with the whole entanglement?
It's like that Team Will versus Team Jada type thing.
Well, I'm not on no team. I don't know, right? I'm not on anybody's team here. I'm just here for the reviews.
Right. Like, some of the other ones are like, no. Ugh, don't waste your time. Which is kind of, funny. And they're kind of scathing, some of these reviews from. And it seems like the men's reviews a little bit, that it's like, I don't know. They must be Team Will.
Well,
it was 1 3-star review that I thought was really, really good. I was like, okay, it's kind of lengthy, but she was gentle with it, you know?
Okay. I'm looking up.
And I think it was.
Okay. Okay.
I think, let me see. Oh, this one seemed kind of long. Okay. So it was Kenitra. And she's like, okay. So here's her honest book review, and she gave it 3 stars, and she's like, all right, I'm not going to lie. I was like, girl, we don't want to hear nothing else you got to say.
Period.
And for a moment, right? Period.
Okay, go ahead.
And for a moment, I was like, I don't even want to buy this damn book. But I caved in and got the audio version of the Worthy book. Now, she doesn't write it exactly this way. There's some areas that I'm kind of paraphrasing because it's a written word versus what I'm reading what she wrote. So I just wanted to preface that before I go any further. Okay, so I'll back up a little bit. But I caved in and I got the audio version of the Worthy book, and I'm glad that I did. I read Will's book, and he kind of talked about a few things she talked about in hers. I love the fact that she placed no blame on anyone in this book, and she was very open and unapologetic about her actions. And I love that about her. At times, in the book, I wanted to reach out and give her a hug. And I want to go out and shake her like, girl, get your shit together.
Please.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
No. But I feel like at times I was like, girl, enough with Tupac. Let that man rest in peace. I know that he's a big part of your life, but she spent a lot of time talking about him and her life and the things she's gone through. Now, we're going to get to our own opinions on this, but I feel like you said something similar when we were talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Enough already.
Okay. Enough already. So she goes
he
on to say
she loves to defend himself. I'm just saying. Right. I'm sorry.
But right. No, it's fine. And she goes on to say how much she loved their bond and she felt like it was a real, genuine bond. But there are parts where I'm kind of skipping a little bit, but she's like, it just seemed like they didn't get it together. And this is, she's talking about Will and Jada specifically, it just seemed like they couldn't get it together when it came to what they wanted from a partner. Will's way of showing love was different from her way of showing love. And that's kind of where their disconnect was coming from. And I paraphrase somewhat just to kind of move through this a little bit faster, but she gave a nice, it was a 3-star review. So she didn't hate it. She didn't love it either, but it was seemed like a real genuine, honest review of what she was reading. And that was Kenitra. Do you have a favorite 5-star review?
Let me look. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm gonna be honest. I don't really have a favorite one, but this is what I am gonna do. Just for, I want to do one that's kind of not really lengthy, if that's okay. Because I feel like Kenitra wants is a little lengthy in itself, right? And you did a really good job on like skimming through that. But I'll do Christine's because it's kind of short, right?
Okay.
So this woman has been through a lot and has not gotten to really tell her truth. So glad that this book has given her the opportunity to share what her real story is and not the salacious headlines, blog posts, and articles of the opinions of others. I agree. I don't know about the great read, but I definitely agree with that part. Mm-hmm. Someone should always be able to tell their side. You know, even in a court of mm-hmm. law, you have the opportunity to defend yourself and tell your side. So I definitely agree as far as that is concerned. Do you have a 5-star review that... I think it was those 1-stars that got me. I'm just saying, it was hilarious.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
So I'll talk about Ms. Ebony's. Like, she says it's an excellent memoir, such a profound, compelling memoir. And I'll have to take a bit to gather my thoughts fully. But Jada, you did that, girl. I disagree. I don't think it was that compelling. Sorry. And I don't think it was that profound either.
I don't think so either. I thought it was just me.
Am I being mean?
I don't know. But all of that profound, deep stuff they was talking about, I don't agree with. I don't agree with a lot of the 1-stars either, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not.
I definitely am like, wow.
Yeah, like one person was like, oh, it's trash. I'm like, it's not a trash book. It's really not that bad.
I don't think it's trash. And you're an advocate reader, right? So if you say, not really trash, not really spectacular, we're not going to write home about it, I would trust your opinion because I know you really enjoy books and reading and stuff like that. So I would definitely, you know, because you have some people that are not really readers, right? Or they're not really into books, but because this was a hot topic, and that might have been some of the reason for those really high book sales, right? So we don't even read like that. So how can you really give me an opinion about how profound this is when it's the only book you read and you only read it because, you know what I mean?
Girl, let's talk about that slap. They just want to hear about the slap.
Right.
But
entanglement?
Yeah, I don't think this is profound and compelling. And the reason why is because, okay, so she wants to tell her narrative. I get it. But I still feel like this was a very toned down version of it because she still has an image to protect. Because she still wants to keep acting and producing whatever else it is that she does. So I think there's elements of it that I think were either really toned down or
I agree.
Not fully disclosed, which that is her right. That's her right as a person, but you chose to write a book about it. So I almost feel like it's bullshit. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
I felt that. Didn't I share that with you? I was like, yo, I think some of this, she really dumbed me down.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You're right. I agree. That's just kind of something that came to me. And I'm like, you're right, because you did say that when I was like, profound, this ain't profound. And it's not really compelling because you like.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell what is. What really happened and then what you are toning down or even embellishing.
And now we're getting into the nitty gritty because now we're kind of really getting into our opinions because we have opinions.
Do I? But go ahead.
And I think it's hard for me to hear like someone like her writing a memoir because it's kind of like, well, first of all, you're famous. Everyone knows who you are. And it's really hard to define if, are you really doing this for book sales because you just need more money because you haven't had an acting gig in a while? Or is it because you really want people to know your story? Or is it because now you need to have a comeback because Will wrote his book and now you need to have one too? And I'm not being judgmental. I'm not being harsh, but it's really hard to receive something like this when you're an actor or an actress or someone who's famous, because it's like, well, you're already famous. People already know who you are, but now you got to know the real you. But it's not really the real you.
Mm. Now that is profound.
I mean, I'm just saying. You're not like the average person on the street. Like, we have real stories. Unfiltered shit that we actually have to live in. I'm not saying that's not true for her. Is yes, she's had to live some shit, but it's really hard to receive it because you're this wealthy person and I'm not who is entitled to their experience, but it's a lot hard for me to receive because I'm like, well, you already, it seems highly favored. Your pockets are lined real deep and now you just have to write a book because you need more money. I mean, I don't know. I'm sounding harsh.
I don't know if it's because she needs more money or if it really is exactly what one of those reviews said, that she wants to tell her side of the story. And I don't know if you remember, but remember when we was first talking about possibly doing this, isn't that what I said? I said, oh, now she's trying to do cleanup. Do you remember me saying that? It's like, oh, yeah. They're out there. A lot of people are saying a lot of negative things. So this book probably is some cleanup. Now, I was expecting some other stuff, but, you know, we'll get into that when.
We're here. Let's do it.
So I was surprised at I could relate. Mm. I was really surprised. Now, I don't know anything about the whole crackhead thing or having a parent that has been drug addicted, but I definitely know addictive personalities because it's unfortunate, but we dealt with like a lot of alcoholism. Mm-hmm. Maybe not drugs, but that's a drug to a degree, right? And it's still very toxic and it's still very hurtful and it has some of the same similar type of effects when it comes to children.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right?
So I was really surprised at that part of it, how I could relate to her on that level. I'm not going to front. There was a couple of other things that I could really relate. And that's how come I was kind of stuck between, is this embellished or is this like legit? Because that's just me. That's just my take on it. Like, I'm not really for sure. Especially when you're dealing with someone that has had the kind of tough upbringing that you and I have had, right? Mm-hmm. So some of the stuff that I could relate, and then some of the stuff I was like, before I said anything that I might regret, right? I'll be calling you like, hey, you want to edit that out? You want to edit that? But anyway, making your job harder. But the part that I was really appreciative, and I'm going to be like real transparent, is the way she talks about mental health. Mm. I could appreciate that. I could. I can. I just can.
Yeah.
because you wouldn't think that a person where she was or is in life would deal with some of the same emotions that we may have when it comes to mental health, when it comes to being depressed, when it comes to life be hitting. You wouldn't think that, in my opinion. So I don't know if life really be lifing. Like, it be lifing for us.
It does, but it doesn't.
Right? Because I think life's a little bit better when you have some money you can throw at it. You know me? I mean, that's just me. You know, I could be wrong.
No, I agree. Because at least you can, it's easier for you to find solutions, like hiring someone to do ayahuasca and all that other shit and get it personalized, tailored to you. But 90% of the population can't afford to do that. So it's like, okay, so life is lifing for you, but you have more access. So I guess it's hard for me. It's harder for me to feel sorry. I can feel empathy on it. But it's harder for me to feel sorry because it's like, yo, you have access to tools that, because you have the money to do so.
Even when it comes to mental health, right? I'm so sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to just like jump in there, but like even when it comes to mental health, like you have resources that some people do not have, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think about how much it costs me to talk to my therapist.
Yeah. And some people can't even afford to.
Right.
It's like, dude, even with insurance, that shit is expensive.
Girl, a whole nother topic. We're about to go down a whole rabbit hole with that.
Let's not do the rabbit hole. Let's focus on this right here.
Because I'm about to go in. Yeah, I don't know. I was surprised about that. I was surprised that it wasn't more negative stuff when it came to the marriage. She definitely professed her love.
Uh-huh.
Right? Which I was like, shockingly. Right? What? Because according to popular belief, well, we're not going to go there. But anyway.
Okay. Well, let's go there for a second. Let's go there for a second. Because that's one of the things that I have a hard time with. Okay. Because okay, so like you said, like she's professing how much she loves him. Okay, great. But in releasing this book, knowing however many, 2 years later after the slap, right? So your husband is clearly going through some things. And you can tell he's still kind of going through it, right? And even, I think there was an article where I said, I remember like his kids saying, oh, well, you know, dad's clearly going through some stuff and I wish So everyone knows, it's a well-known fact. So yeah, he's going through some stuff and he's been going through some stuff that was clearly evident when he got up out of his seat and decided to slap, you know, that guy. So.
I'm sorry.
You know, he's going through some stuff.
I'm so sorry. Can I say this and not really cut you off? But that's almost like people that claim mental illness.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I might be going through some stuff. Like, I might be depressed. I might be going through, I'm not going to go around slapping people because I'm feelings.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. But I guess my point to that, you're right. You're right. Because just because you're going through some shit don't give you right to put your hands. I agree 100%. But I mean, for them as a couple, as much as you love him, you clearly see that there's some stuff happening right now. Mm. But you see fit to write a whole book, release it within 2 years of all this happening because you feel like you need to tell your side of the story. But you love him so much that you have to do this because you need to tell your piece of it.
Okay.
Which I can understand because we all want validation, but is now really the time? Because the timing of it, this could have been done at any point. But within 2 years, you have a whole book written, edited, blog released. That takes time. So like for her to be like, as much as you love him, it was more important for you to tell your side of the story. You give this air of not really giving a fuck about what people say. Mm. But here you're writing a book about it. So did you not? I mean, I'm assuming they talked about it and maybe he was on board. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe even if he was on board, you still saw fit to really release it. Despite the fact that it seems like he's kind of struggling with some stuff. But, I don't think that's okay. I think she loves herself more and needs to be heard more.
That's so profound. Like, I didn't really look at it like that. I really felt like it was agreed upon because some damage control was needed. And that's really, and I remember saying that to you when we first was talking about, you know, diving into it. Are we going to dive into it? Are we doing this? Are we not doing this? You know, like, what are we doing here? Right, when it comes to this. And I believe that that person, and he's very supportive, right? He's been very supportive.
Or gives the air of. But even though he says it's okay, it doesn't seem like he really is.
You don't think he's okay with it?
It seems like it. But then at times it's like, maybe not.
Well, you know, that's what I took from it. Even before we kind of like got into it, I always felt like this was damage control. This was, what can we salvage? Because we're looking really shitty in the media.
I mean, to a degree, yes, but I don't know. And then your kids too. I don't know. And then your kids got to read all this shit and hear what everybody says. Like, I know they're adults now, young adults, but it's like, damn.
Y'all suck.
Y'all suck.
I'm so sorry. Did I say that? I did. It just came out my mouth. I'm so sorry.
You did.
Think you should edit that? Or are you
thinking no. No.
Oops.
Girl.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, when it comes to the kids, yes. Even the ones that are grown, like, you have to realize that what y'all do affects, you know, other than just y'all, right? So, I don't know. That's what I mean. And I try not to judge anybody, especially when it comes to parenting, because, girl, life be life, and ain't nobody perfect. We all out here trying to figure it out. And sometimes we're all trying to figure it out at the same time and shit, which makes it even more complicated, right? So, you know, but I just feel like when it comes to certain things, like, we even talked about this when we talked about when we initially talked about it, right? Like, on the episode, like, yo, like, your kids, like, your kid's friend, like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Like, all these people out here.
Right.
I'm so sorry, but get right. Carry on.
No. I was going to ask, like, speaking on her kids, like, were you surprised? This threw me, because I realized, you know, that they're not traditional parents. They couldn't be, right? Because they're actors and actresses, right?
Right.
But I was taken aback on the fact that she let her 15-year-old son become independent at 15. And I was like, huh? At 15? Basically, not fully, like, letting him kind of move out and experience life. Like, I get it, because at some point you do have to figuratively. Kick them out the nest and let them figure out life, because they think that they know everything when they really don't, because they don't understand how it's not as easy to be out there on your own. So at some point you got to do it. But would you do it at 15? Because I wouldn't.
Some of these kids at 14 and 15, and I'm telling you, I've experienced it. They really do feel like they know it all, right? Now, I definitely don't know about, like you said, like, wait, what? But I definitely, well, my dynamics are different. I don't know if I would take it that far. Like, but I do remember when my kids was really smelling themselves and they was really acting up. I remember telling them to get the heck on out and going over there with their daddy. Like, if you really feeling yourself like that and you feel like you can't obey my rules in my house and you feel like you got all the answers, by all means. You know, maybe somebody else can do it. But then the dynamics of my household was different. I had that option. Because me and my ex-husband was not together. So I definitely had that. But some people don't have that dynamics. Good for them. You know, or maybe not good for them, depending on their situation. You know, I don't want to judge. You know. But I had that outlet. Some people don't. And then I feel like also sometimes money changes people's perspective of what's okay and what's not okay. Maybe I feel that way because financially, my child could not be independent.
That's true. Because right? Even though he's independent, like, you got money to pay his rent and shit like that. Is he out there truly working and completely solvent? Yeah.
Right. So it depends, I think. Maybe if I did have the money or the dynamics, maybe I would be like, let me get this money, this nigga apartment somewhere. And
he will be in my face.
Let's see how you do. Let's see what you think about that independency where you're really out there, you know, being independent. And even with that being said, depending on how deep your pockets go, independent sometimes ain't always independent. Mom is right there. Dad's right there. You know, I think I told you that with my own situation, like, I felt some type of way because, you know, someone made the comment they doing stuff on their own. And I'm like, well, hell, you living here for free. So how you doing something on your own?
Right. That's true.
Right?
Yeah, because you're not. Like, if you are on our payroll in any shape or form, you're not really on your own. And you're not really independent.
Right. So maybe it was like a word that they use. Oh, you know, you're independent. But what do you mean? Maybe he had the means. Maybe he had his own money. Maybe he was, you know, me personally. Hell no. I look at my damn 14-year-old about to be 15 and I'd be like, shoot, you was not being out here on your own. Now he'd be able to cook though. He can cook, he can feed himself. He can't do nothing else. My little chef boy, he can throw down. Okay. But
hey, budding chef. Right.
I'm just saying, top chef. But yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. That really, yeah. But you know, everybody does what works for them. Like, I really do try not to pass judgment because I've had such a hard time when it has come to my boys in particular, right? So it's hard for me to say, like, how good is their relationship? Did that work for their relationship? Was that helpful? Maybe we're doing it wrong. Maybe I do need to let them on out and spread their wings a little bit sooner because, you know?
I don't know. That's fair. I mean, I guess that could be, there's something you said about that, like just being, not being so controlling when it comes to our kids. But I think 15 is a little young for me. But I guess maybe I'd be feeling different if you're feeling yourself. And the fact is, it didn't seem like from the book that he was feeling himself like what we experience as your kid feeling themselves, right? It seemed like he was just going, having a moment. And in his moment, he's like, he just needed to kind of be free. And I'm like, it's interesting because maybe when you have money, you have the ability to try to find yourself at 15. And your parents having the ability to kind of let you do it because you have the financial means of doing it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So like you said, it's different. Like, well, if I don't have money, like, okay, well, you can go ahead and figure out you can get a job at 15. You got to finish school. Then if you don't, I'm in jail because guess what? You're suddenly a truant. So we don't really have that luxury.
Right.
Well, the average folks doesn't have that luxury. So it was kind of, maybe that's why I found it surprising.
They have resources that we don't have, like homeschool. And I mean, we can homeschool our kids without no doubt, but what would the level of education be if we really didn't have the type of money maybe to kick out for like private at home? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Nope. Yeah, because if you're working, you can't dedicate time from work to be helping this, you know, child focus on education because you got to keep a roof over your head. Mm-hmm. So, well, how do we do it? You just let them do it from home and hope for the best. But are they really learning? There's no one there to monitor.
Right.
Like, test scores is not really a full indication of if you've actually learned it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And then you don't really find out if they got it or they don't have it until. And then they don't have to have. And this is just me. I feel like they don't have to have the same sense of urgency that maybe you or I might have. Like you just said earlier, like, you know, who's going to be able to pay for that? Like, no, our kids have to be set up for real freaking life because we don't have certain luxuries. So that the push for, hey, get this got done education might be a little bit different. No?
100%. Yep. 100%. Yes, 100%. Because like for us, it's like there's no backup plan. You need to start. You know what I mean? You don't have a trust fund. There's no trust fund.
Like when we get through this month, I don't know what we got left, boo. You just so like their level and sometimes our level of education, their level of education is different. Like, I think they have more access to real world education and we have more access to real life education. You know, like real world education. That means they can go to like other countries maybe and see how they live. And I feel like our kids have more access to right here, right now, we on survival mode. And it's so they have more, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, how do you budget and how do you pay for 100 things when you got money for 50 things?
Right. So we out here training them, hey, this is how you budget, this is how you plan. And maybe that's not something that they really have to focus on. So I feel like it is situational. I'm not judging her. Would it be something that my household or my dynamics would work with? Nah, hell no. No. But then it might be because I can't legally, I can't financially, I can't, me personally, even emotionally. Like, oh, what? Yeah. Sending my child out here at
15?
At 15? Like, I see what this world is.
Okay, I think you're right. It does boil down to, like, do you have the financial means to allow that to happen? Because it would be different for someone like us versus someone like them because they have more tools available. Yeah.
And emotionally, I think that's what I was like going to hint at. Like, like emotionally, I don't know if I could tackle that on, but that very well may be because of my own traumas. Right. So because of my own traumas, I'm like, heck no, 15, heck no, not my kid, not mine, you know, but when maybe other people that may, like I said earlier, have those resources. Maybe they are more, maybe they're stronger than I am. Maybe she's stronger than I am. I'm not strong enough to feel like my 15-year-old can go out there and do it. So I'll take accountability for that. Cause even my older kids, when they was like, oh, we want to go on, you know, we want to be in the army or we want to be police officers. I was like, hell no. Cause I'm scared. Right. It had nothing to do with me not feeling honored that they made that decision. It had absolutely nothing to do with them at all. Like feeling like they can't do it. Cause they absolutely could. I was just like, no, all I could think of, well, what if a war breaks out, my kid going to war. That's all I could think of. I wasn't thinking, you know, so maybe I'm not strong enough to be able to do that. Maybe it's me.
I mean, it would be hard, but like, again, sure, you're right. There's that emotional and emotional piece to it. And when we're, you know, when you're a parent, you kind of have to decide like, well, what's in the bench's best interest? Is it my best interest or is it their best interest? And I just don't know for them, maybe at where they are when their finances in life, maybe it is. Cause you're right. These kids, they live a different life than the average person does. So maybe they're a little bit more mature because they have more life experience, right? Because they're traveling all over the world, ..
I wouldn't say that was more life experiences.
Well, it's the same, like, you know, they have more, world experience too. It's the same, you know, like they've had, but you're right. It's not like budgeting a checkbook. I get that. But it's like, they've seen more of the world. So their level of maturity may be different, but they wouldn't know how to balance a checkbook. Because for them, it feels like, oh, they have endless money. But also keeping in mind that they also have had acting careers and music careers, their kids. So they probably may have their own money. That's something to think about.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
They may not even be on their parents' dime. So this is all speculation and whatnot. Because that's very, like, he was acting since he was young. So I was very surprised by that fact, because you're right. I don't know if I'd be like, yeah, I'm okay with that. I probably wouldn't be okay with it. because like you still have to finish school, and if you become a truant, then I'm liable to go in jail and at least get a high school diploma. Like, I feel like at least get a high school diploma before you decide you want to start feeling yourself and being on your own. At least do that. But even better, get a college degree. Like, suck it up long enough to get a college degree or learn a trade before you decide I want to start feeling myself for real. Right. Because then you have something under your belt to back you up or get you started.
Right. Yeah, right.
Like, I don't
absolutely
know.
Right.
Like,
no,
just,
you're right.
I don't know. Like, that's my goal for any kid that I gave birth to or chose to parent. Like, that would be my goal for you. But then the thing is, if you choose not to accept it, you choose not to accept it. But at least be finished high school first. And then, you know?
I agree. That's valid. I agree.
Excuse me. Were you surprised at all to hear, or because we listened to the audiobook, but were you surprised to hear that Tupac asked her to marry him while he was incarcerated?
So look. Okay. So, girl. Okay. So, part of, I'm just going to be real. Because I feel like that's the only, I think that's what we're here for, right? We're here to like really be honest, try to be transparent so where we're comfortable, right? So here we go. I'm just going to throw it out there. He's not here to defend himself. And that is what I told you my biggest issue with was with that whole, you know, if you want to talk about this dude, okay. You want to minimize it or embellish it or whatever it is that you're doing, because I don't know. None of us was there, right? So with anything, it's their side, your story, and then somewhere in the middle, we have the truth. And so I think when you're talking about somebody that is not here, I feel like that's kind of effy. And that's just my personal opinion. I'm like, yo, did he? I don't know. But like, he gone. He not here to defend himself. And I don't know, because I feel like if he would have asked her, she would have said, yeah. Hell, he would have asked me, I would have said, yeah. Absolutely. Prison or not. I don't know how much time you got, but I'm coming up there. We doing these conjugal visits. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. That's just how I feel. That's what I'm standing on.
I don't know. You're right. I feel like it's hard to say. Because he can't validate, confirm, or deny anything that she's saying as it pertains to this. So really, it is just her word. And we do kind of have to remember that anytime a book is written, someone has an editor. So you don't always know how the editing process, certain things might be embellished more or made to be more than they were, or the reverse, right?
Right.
But I thought, wow, that's surprising, first and foremost, because one, you're right, he can't defend himself. He can't say yes or no. That didn't happen. That did happen. But also, if it's true that he really did, and as much as I understand that he was a person on his own journey and trying to find his own way, because they were so young, you know, I thought that was really, that's a selfish thing to ask of somebody. I think it's a selfish thing to ask of somebody. If he really did, so like you're in jail and you need someone to hold you down so you can get through these steps, but not realizing that how you can be holding that person back because of your poor decisions, you know?
You know,
that's a selfish thing to ask of somebody.
I never really thought about that. And I think the reason why I didn't really think of it on that level is because when you're really in, like, if it's a mutual thing, a mutual thing, not like an arrangement, an agreement, you know, like it's a really mutual feeling, a mutual respect, and it's really that love there, I wouldn't question that. I just wouldn't. I don't think I would question it.
Well, you don't need to get married to hold somebody down because y'all are friends.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you're holding him down or you're holding this person down, then, and you know that's the person that you are investing in or going to continue to invest in, I don't know if I consider it selfish. Do you know what I mean? I think it depends on why he's asking her. Are you asking me because you do need someone to hold you down? Are you asking me because you want someone to come in here and we can do these conjugal visits? Like, what is the purpose behind you asking me? If you're asking me because it's genuine and you know that I'm the woman that got you, you know that you got me, it's a genuine love, it's not an agreement. And that's the difference here. If you're asking me because we may coming up with some agreement, hell nah, bruh. No. I don't know. I might have still would have said yes. Look at how I might have agreed to it. I'm just saying.
My husband. Right. No, I probably still say no. Hell no. I need to be free because I'm here and you're there. But it don't take away, like, if she's holding you down as your friend, then she's holding you down. It doesn't take a marriage certificate to do that. So it's weird. Like, again, if it's true, because, like, again, he's not here to defend himself or refute.
Right.
But why would you do that? Because it's not necessary.
Right, but maybe, and this is just me taking a step back. Maybe it was genuine. Maybe it was genuine. Maybe it was really, hey, you know what? I love you. You are the one. Like, you are my girl. You are my ride or die. You be riding for me. And you be riding hard. You be going hard. And so maybe he was having that moment. But then this is how I feel. You ready? He married another woman.
And didn't she say this? What did she say that couldn't have been possible because they were already engaged?
Girl, he married another woman. It's documented, legally married. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so how you gonna dispute something that's legal? Like, here goes the documentation. Going down to the courthouse where we got married, and here it is right here. You can't dispute that. You can't dispute something that's legal. He married someone else. He was legally married to somebody else. So, that's what I say about that. Mm-hmm. Because, just hear me out, okay? Let's say, I mean, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't, you know. Let's say he asked me. I'm just saying, I wouldn't say no, but let's say I said no. I'm just saying, just hear me out, okay? So, I say no. So if you really, for me, if it's really about me, you wouldn't just go marry somebody else. You will wait until you got your shit together and you will be there. Mm. You wouldn't marry somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If you really rocking for me, if you really feel like I'm holding it down for you and I got you, I'm just not now, right? Then that means that's your incentive. Get your shit together, get it right, and then come get your girl.
Right.
Not go marry somebody else.
Right. So it's like, well, what's the point of proposing?
Like I said, If he did, if he didn't, we don't know. We wasn't there. But that's how I look at it. If my man wanted to marry me and he said, I want to be with you. I know I want to be with you. I know you're the girl for me, but I have to get this situated. Then that's what I'm expecting. So I say, no, not right now. I can't take this on right now. I'm not ready to marry. Then that's there in my mind. And maybe this is just a difference between men, how men and women think. But in my mind, I'm saying no now. I'm not saying never. I'm saying no now. Maybe she said no forever. Who knows? But I was like, no, not now. Not while you got this going on. Hey, come back to me. And if it's meant to be, that person gonna come for you. Because you're who they want. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, at my mind, well, it's kind of hard. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around that. Because I'm like, yo, mm-hmm. if he asked you to marry him and you said, nah, you know, if he really wanted to be with you, there's a marriage certificate out there for somebody else. I'm just saying. Now, sip that. I'm done. That's all. I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah. I agree. And then... I agree. Like some, it's a little bit off because then there's a reports of, or allegedly the timing where he supposedly asked her to marry him, he was within that same year, he was married to somebody else.
Right.
So it's kind of sus. But I guess that's my whole thought process when it comes to anyone who's incarcerated, who says, well, you know, marry me, but if that person is serious about you, they're gonna hold you down regardless of a marriage certificate or not. But it's kind of selfish to ask them, well, just, you know, marry me so we can get this conjugal on. Like, come on, dude, use your hand. Like, don't even, you landed yourself in this mess, however, whether it was justified or unjustified, you're still there. And to ask that of somebody is, it's a very selfish thing.
I think it's dynamics. You don't think it depends. You don't think it's situational. You don't think that what it was before you went into can play a part in it or what.
Sure. Yeah. What it was before. Yeah. That makes sense. But like if you're holding each other regardless of this, then what's the point of a marriage certificate?
You know why?
You don't need it.
So they ain't got to use their hand.
Well, then he's going to use her. He's using her to serve this purpose. Like she's worth more than that.
No.
I'm worth more than that.
Just hear me out. No, it could be.
That's how I see it.
Well,
right.
Not if it is really a mutual love and respect that nobody's using anybody. This is a real act of how I feel about you and how you feel about me.
I think that if it was genuine, he wouldn't have had to ask and she wouldn't have had to say it because they would have just done it. You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess that is the only way we can get a conjugal, right? You have to be married. Oh, it's starting to rain hard. Okay. I don't know. I look, that's how I look at it for any, and you have seen in like other like reality TV shows where someone ends up getting incarcerated, even though they're in a full on relationship and you're like, man, I have to hold you down. Okay. But give her the choice to, you know, I don't know. It's just weird to me there. I'm gonna say it's just weird to me. Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I took away from this whole, like reading it, and it was like my big takeaway, something that she said, and I can't say it exactly how she said it, but what she was referring to was like how much energy we spend on people. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna paraphrase it, and this was like the thing that I loved this the most, like not even her non-traditional method of finding healing with the ayahuasca. And I was like, yeah, I don't care. I don't like that too much. I don't believe in drugs and shit. Even if it's natural. Because guess what? Good. Tobacco is natural too. And that can still kill your ass. So like, damn. I don't believe in that stuff. But the biggest thing that I actually loved about it was how she said, and I wish I could say it exactly. So I am paraphrasing again. She's like, speaking to the fact about how much energy we spend on people who either harm us or make us feel bad. How much energy we put into those things and those people versus how much energy we put into the people who love us, care for us, and who are vested in us. Mm. And how we spend our energy focusing on the wrong thing or the wrong people.
So in that moment, what you're saying that, right? Mm. So do you feel like maybe we could pull profound? Because that in itself is profound. Mm. And it's so true.
I mean, that was and one profound thing out of 15 chapters. No, 18 chapters?
Down.
How many chapters was it?
Down it, no.
Okay, I guess that was a profound statement.
Maybe not profound overall, but definitely some epiphany moments here, or definitely some things that we could definitely appreciate and take from.
Okay, so yes, that I can say. Like there was a profound moment for me, and I was like, "Oh wow, that's good." It's kind of what I was saying.
I didn't see that coming, right? Boom.
Well, because and then also that doesn't come out like way towards the end of the book when she says that, and I was like, "Huh?" It was like towards the end, and it was just this one small thing. And I'm like, I don't know if she wrote that. Maybe her editor threw that in there. Because I was like, ooh, that was good. But that was the only moment where I was like, ooh, that was good. I had to rewind it a few times. Like, say that one more time? Mm. Okay. What? Say what? Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So I guess maybe there's profound moments or compelling moments. Okay. But as a whole, no.
No.
Yeah, no. Nah. Do you think you might be willing to read Will's book now that we've read hers? Maybe we need to backtrack.
Huh.
That sounds like a no.
I would be willing to do it for the sake of Oust, right? Mm-hmm. To really, really invest and really open, I guess, be more aware, maybe. Is it aware? Is that the word I'm looking for? What is this word that I'm looking for? I would consider it.
Okay.
To be more objective, I think that's what I'm looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I would consider it. Is it on my? Yay! Let's do it. No, not really. No. But I would absolutely, I would be willing to do it. I absolutely would.
Or
because I think it would only be fair.
Okay.
I think it would only be fair. So I would be willing to do it.
Okay. So I've got a question. So if we were to do, and I know whatever, if we were to do another book review, mm-hmm. would you prefer, I'm not going to throw Will into this mix. Would you prefer Viola Davis or Prince Harry or Britney Spears?
You know, that's good. But if I'm being honest, I absolutely love Viola.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. Like that wouldn't even be like forced. It wouldn't be in any shape, form, or fashion like, okay, I want to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can, that would actually be so genuine. It would be genuine. I think it would be more of a genuine book review because that was somebody that I really admire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so I'm not even gonna front. Now, I kind of, as far as the prince goes.
I'm sorry.
He good looking. I probably would have said yeah too. But nonetheless, I don't know.
Maybe, I feel like with him, it'd be like, dude, you're a prince. Shut up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I just didn't want to say it. Like, what the fuck do you have to complain about? What the hell do you have to complain about? Like, you know what? Just sit back, be a prince, and just shut the hell up. Because that's all you really have to do. You know
that's
nothing.
What you get for marrying an American.
Right. Right.
What did you think was going to happen? And she black. Duh.
What did you think was going to happen, though? How did you think this was going to go? Because me, as a woman of color, I could have told you that. Like, hey. What were you thinking?
What? All right, so maybe we can put, because I'm looking, I went on Audible to find out like how many chapters Jada's book was, and I can't find it quickly, but I have Viola Davis's book on my wish list. Okay. So maybe we can add that to one of our episodes, because she's a very, the first thing I ever remember seeing her in was Antoine Fisher, and that scene I was like, oh my God, not running out her nose and everything. Like it seemed like she pulled in from all of her pain, life's pain and whatnot. And she speaks about her like growing up in severe poverty and stuff like that. I have her on my wish list, and maybe we can add that to a book review. So maybe once every quarter or maybe twice a year, we'll do a book review. And she'll be the next one.
Yes, absolutely. Like, so on board with that. It was no forced. No. Yeah, I'm with that.
Okay, got a plan. Do you have, what was your biggest takeaway? Did you have a profound moment from her book?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know. Yeah, so
like I ain't got it.
I don't know if I got a takeaway from it. I think I had a mission, right? And that's what I mean by when you ask me, you know, what would I prefer? You know, like I had a mission and I was focused on the mission. Okay, so this is the assignment, right? So the assignment is get through this book and give my honest opinion and how I feel about it. So maybe I didn't invest what I could have invested when it came to it, if that makes any type of sense at all.
It does.
But I do want to say that I was surprised at how much I had in common. And I'm not talking about, and we're going to set aside bad decisions because I ain't sleeping with nobody, I ain't sleeping with my son's friend. I would say that I was surprised at how I could relate to some of her feelings. That's what I'm going to say. Not really all of her actions, but definitely some of those feelings. A lot of when she talked about like her childhood and that kind of thing, like I don't know if this is the word I'm really looking for. I was going to say self-sabotaging, but no, not really. I can't really articulate, but I was really, like I said, that was surprising. I don't know if I got a takeaway, but I definitely was surprised. That's what I'm going to say. I don't know about takeaway. I was surprised. some of the things that I was expecting wasn't there. Which I think maybe was a good thing. Real talk. Because I expected some negative things.
Okay.
You know, I expected, right. So I expected some negative stuff. I expected, it was unexpected. It was.
I got you. Okay. Unexpected. Okay. I mean, that's, hey, look, man, it was trash.
I'm telling you. And then the new word we now know.
What? <did. laughs> Oh my.
But yeah, I definitely don't. I feel like some of the bashing was not. It wasn't authentic. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some of the five stars wasn't authentic either. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, the real negative ones, you're right. It was like, it's completely uncalled for. I agree. Right. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah. And who knows what that was really about.
Hmm. You know. She didn't write them back. She didn't agree to be their prison pen pal.
Did you send her a letter? She didn't need dog, good baby. Oh,
you want a hug?
Maybe she'll go ahead and give you an autograph book.
Lord, they needed a hug. That's what they was having a bad day when they wrote that baby. That's all.
Come on, baby. Did you read the whole? Did you read the whole? Man. I thought it was okay. It was okay. I do believe it was okay.
Ousters, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We really appreciate you taking the time to do this book review with us. We're going to try to incorporate more book reviews in our episodes because, hey, let's learn more about people. Even famous ones.
I shouldn't have any complaints. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm so sorry. I'm so ugly. I'm sorry.
That's right.
But, yeah, I understood the assignment, and it was actually, like I said, I was really surprised by it. I was. Thank you, as always, for listening to this follow-up, this book review. Please feedback, always feedback. Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
All right. Yes. Spotify. All right. That's it, y'all. Peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.